Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Wyoming GOP breaks tradition with pre-primary endorsements. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Wyoming Republican Party has endorsed candidates in several contested races before voters cast ballots in the August 18th primary. According to Cowboy State Daily, during a virtual meeting on Monday, the party's State Central Committee endorsed Brent Behan for governor, Secretary of State Chuck Gray for U.S. House, and Congresswoman Harriet Hageman for U.S. Senate. The committee also backed Scott Smith for State Treasurer, Rachel Rodriguez-Williams for Secretary of State, and Tom Kelly for Superintendent of Public Instruction. The move breaks with the party's recent practice of remaining neutral during contested Republican primaries. State law prohibits political parties from financially supporting one candidate over another before a primary, but the Wyoming GOP is challenging that restriction in federal court, arguing it violates the party's First Amendment rights. Several committee members opposed the endorsements or abstained, arguing Republican voters, not party insiders, should choose the nominees. The party declined to endorse current Treasurer Kurt Meyer, while a motion opposing gubernatorial candidate Eric Barlow failed. BLM proposes updated land use plans for Northeast Wyoming. The Bureau of Land Management is proposing updated plans for managing public lands and federal minerals in Northeast Wyoming and Nebraska. According to a press release from BLM, the Northeast Wyoming plan covers nearly 288,000 acres of public land and 1.7 million acres of federal mineral estate in Crook, Niobrara, and Weston counties. The current plan has not been updated for 25 years. If approved, the proposal would make nearly all federal mineral estate in the region available for leasing, including oil, gas, coal, and other resources. It would also allow livestock grazing across federal lands and permit commercial timber harvesting while including protections for sensitive natural and cultural resources. A four-month public comment period ended in March of last year. The BLM received 77 submissions containing 865 unique substantive comments. The proposed plans are now open to formal protests. Additional information is available through the BLM's National Environmental Policy Act website. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.